When you think sports, think News Radio 1070, WKOK.
The Shikellamy Braves play on News Radio 1070, WKOK.
2-on-1, bounce pass, right side, got it!
Braves basketball is sponsored by Glick's, Murray Motors Chevrolet, APW, Zimmerman Motors, Slavinsky Law Offices, UPMC Susquehanna, Carpet Man, Ad One Advertising Specialties, Sunbury Motors, Peters Home Appliance Center, W&L Subaru, Purdy Insurance Agency, Garfield's Restaurant and Pub, and Little Addie's Cafe. Now, let's go courtside with Kevin Herr and the Chief, Dave Ritchie.
It's Saturday afternoon, matinee basketball from District 11 as the Shikellamy Braves take on the Battling Miners of Minersville. It is a Double-A Schuylkill League 2 matchup for Shikellamy tonight, as they get ready to get back into conference play next week with the Danville Ironmen and then a game with the Shamokin Indians. One on the road and one back at the Fieldhouse. But the Braves have been in a little bit of a downward spiral since that opening night win over Midwest in the Macy Manier Memorial Tournament. They now are at 3-1 after three consecutive losses to Jersey Shore in conference play, also Lourdes Regional out of conference play, and in the championship of the Macy Manier Memorial Tournament to Wyomissing. And they have been giving up a lot of points, averaging 70 points a game almost is what they've been giving up here in those three losses, Chief. And as you know from being on the bench and being a basketball player and a fan, giving up 70 points in high school is a tough, tough battle to win.
Well, I'm sure if you look at Coach Ziegler's goals before each game, the first goal is to keep the other team from scoring 50 points. And that used to be Tim Ford's goal all the time. And right now they're a good 20 points away from being able to do that. You know, it all boils down to the fact sometimes that, you know, it's not so much that the other team's shooting so well, but you just got to start playing better defense. And I mean all around defense, and not just down in when you're in your own basket, but, you know, half court and full court, just a little bit more pressure. And it's basically desire. That's what it is to be a good defender. You don't have to be a good shooter. You don't have to have the greatest footwork at times, but you have to have the desire to deny.
One of the things, though, I think that stood out, and Coach Ziegler said this to us Tuesday night at Jersey Shore in this three-game week, there was a time, and there have been a lot of times already this year, where there have been five guys on the court that did not get more varsity time than at the very end of a game last year at best.
Sure.
And I think that's something that we all kind of forget. This is still a fairly young team overall and filling a lot of big holes.
Well, they're getting to a point now where you're four or five games into the season that you should start to feel a little more comfortable, and you should also take the initiative sometimes to, if you get a good shot, you take it. I think sometimes some of the players are even hesitant to make a pass when it's open. You know, keeping your head down when you have the basketball is one of the worst things you can do, and we see that from time to time, and we miss the opportunities, especially in the transition game, to get the open person in the basket. And I think if the Braves would start getting some transition baskets off of the fast break that they practice day in and day out, that's going to help. But, Kevin, you're 100% right about the experience is not there. But you also have to understand that these kids, for the most part, have played a lot of varsity basketball in the summer. I mean, that summer league, which is held at Shikellamy, a lot of different teams come into the field house and kids get a chance to play. I know when Coach Del Grotti or Coach McDermott and I would go and take our girls to play summer basketball, we'd have eighth graders that were playing up against kids that were juniors and seniors. So they do get the experience. Yeah, the pressure's not there, but you know what? It's still you're playing against quality basketball players. And a lot of times it's a mind game. So I think I said the other night that this team probably will be a much better team come the second week in January. If they're not, then it's going to be an extremely long year.
Yeah, and while this is a really interesting test, it is a Double-A school that has had some basketball success, quite a bit on the girls' side, but in 2016 they won the District 11 Double-A championship for the Miners. This is obviously a school that is well known for softball. I mean, with six state championships, including three of them in the last last six years.
They actually have 10 if you count all of them going back to when softball first originated back, what, in the 70s?
That's impressive.
Late 60s and 70s.
That's true, because they had a couple in the 80s as well. I'd forgotten about that.
They don't call them the Battling Miners, as we had that discussion coming in about what their nickname was or what their mascot was for to say it sounds right. You're going to find out that this will be a typical Schuylkill County League basketball game. It'll be very physical. Interesting what the official just said. He would love to get Shamokin and Mount Carmel back into the Schuylkill League because that's where they came for years. They played there until they went to the Heartland. And, of course, we talked to him the fact that Shikellamy better get used to it, because it doesn't look in any time soon that things will change where they won't have to come down here and play in district playoffs in District 11.
It's definitely going to be the next 2 years for 100% sure. And you're right, by the way, it is 10 years dating back to 1979 softball. But anyway,
Kevin, the only reason I knew that was because there's a display out there that would just rival any display of awards you've ever seen before, and it's all dedicated to Minersville softball. It is huge.
Anybody that's taken a trip on 901 has seen the signs for Minersville softball as well, and very evident on how successful they've been. Now, basketball-wise, again, not the success that softball's had, and this year a little bit of a down year so far for Minersville. They come into tonight's game 1-2, losing to Mount Carmel at Mount Carmel, and then a win over Pine Grove here in Minersville. This is their fourth game. Played Jim Thorpe and lost on the road on Thursday night. So they come in at 1-2 on the season, but they've got some shooters on this team, three guys that are averaging 35 points between the three of them.
Well, that's a nice balance, all right, as far. Not quite as good as the Lord's trifecta, okay, but these kids are doing well, too. What was the Lord's score? Do you have that? What was the Jim Thorpe score?
I didn't get the Jim Thorpe score.
Jim Thorpe is that town, they've been known for their basketball, but it's a good athletic school.
And decent football town for a while.
That's what
year.
I thought. Football was the big thing for a while with them. You know, I looked at the makeup of the Minersville team, and they have just enough players so we can fill out the sheet in the scorebook. They're no more nor less, and more than half of them are freshmen and sophomores on the JV. So I don't think they have a lot of upperclassmen, and when you don't have a lot of upperclassmen, that means you probably don't have a lot of experience either. So I think it'll be a pretty good matchup between the Braves, and the Minersville.
And,
I really do.
And Shikellamy has a little bit of advantage on height to the inside. Josh Hawley, 6'2" senior, but not a real guy that has put a lot of points in the basket, a lot of balls in the basket. He's averaging 5 points a game so far this year. The guys that are really shooting is the other forward, Bryce Ellinger. Ellinger is averaging 15 points a game for the 6'2 senior. And Picone, the guard, off the bench comes in averaging 8. Hostler, the guard, Garrick Hostler is the point guard, averaging 10 points a game. Jacob Hoffman plays a little guard, plays a little forward. He averages 10 points a game. He's also the 3-point shooter. So a little bit of balance on this Minersville team. It'll be interesting to see how Shikellamy matches up.
Yeah. The other thing is, and I talked to a couple of parents of our players out here in the lobby. You know, they're going to have to get over the fact that, you know, if you foul or get called for a foul, just keep playing.
Right.
Don't become a whiner because you're in the Schuylkill County League, all right? And sometimes you're going to get hit pretty good, and it's not going to be called. And there's only two officials for Schuylkill County League games, too. So that makes things a little bit different.
No harm, no foul.
Most of the time. But I like that because they let you play. And that's something that a lot of times when you have three officials and you're calling touch fouls, it just takes a little bit away from the game.
Well, we'll get Coach Bill Ziegler's thoughts on this matchup between Minersville and Shikellamy. It's matinee basketball starting a sports triple header. The NFL doubleheader begins at 4 o'clock this afternoon on WKOK.
Come into WNL Subaru and help us celebrate the Subaru Share to Love event going on now through January 2nd.
For every new car purchased or leased, Subaru will donate $250 to those in need.
Another great reason to come into WNL Subaru, we have financing as low as 0% for up to 72 months on select models. Come out and make a difference at WNL Subaru on Route 11 in Northumberland or online at WNLSubaru.com.
Finance offer on 2019 Subaru Outback models ends on December 31st. While qualified applicants only, see WNL Subaru for complete details.
For nearly 100 years, Purdy Insurance has been your locally owned, family-operated source for insurance products. With a staff of over 20 and partnerships with some of the industry's most trusted companies, Purdy has the experience and resources to get the job done. Whether you need personal, home, and auto, or complex business insurance solutions, Purdy will help you navigate through the process. Call today at 570-286-5855, or better yet, stop in their Sunbury office to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
Saving money on your next vehicle is as easy as SMC.
Sunbury Motor Company.
Since 1915, SMC provides total commitment to complete customer satisfaction. Sunbury Motor sells and services new Fords, Lincolns, and Hyundais in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. And new Kias on the Golden Strip in Hummel's Wharf. No one beats Sunbury Motor Company's lowest price promise. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. SMC, a tradition of trust since 1915.
You know the old saying, you never know what you have till it's gone. Now think about your appliances. You expect them to be there washing your clothes, doing the dishes, but when they break down, you begin to wonder what you'll do without them. Don't panic. See APW instead. They carry all kinds of parts from small to large for every name and every type of appliance. If the part you need is not in stock, they'll gladly order it for you. Save money, fix it yourself so your life and your appliances can keep humming along. APW located on the rear of Market Street in Sunbury. You're always covered with APW.
Murray Motors Chevrolet has everything a dealership should have, from an experienced sales department, body shop, parts, and of course full service department, with easy, convenient drive up and drop off. Murray Motors Chevrolet has a bigger selection of new Chevrolets in stock, backed by a lifetime powertrain warranty on the engine and transmission, and you always get the Murray Motors price match guarantee. Online at murraychevy.com. Murray Motors Chevrolet, still a half a mile south of Susquehanna Valley Mall, Sealands Grove.
Welcome back to Minersville. Kevin Herr with Coach Bill Ziegler. The Shikellamy Braves taking on the 1-3 Battling Miners, a Schuylkill League 2 team playing out of Double A this year. But boy, these guys have some guys that can put the ball in the basket, including Bryce Ellinger.
Yeah, Ellinger is a pretty real good ball player. 6'2", shooting guard, real good free throw shooter as well. And Huffman is also a little bit of a taller guard that can shoot the three as well. So those two got to be a focus today.
When you look at guys that run the point like Hostler, what is it that you have to watch for them? What is it you're telling your team to watch out for?
He's just a solid player. He's a pretty good decision maker, and we're going to treat him as, we're not going to shut him down, but we just have to make everything that he does difficult. We just have to challenge everything he does and make him really work for everything that he gets.
On the offensive side of the ball, rebounding has been the key the last couple of games, and at times it looks really good. And in the first half, in the first period on Thursday night, wasn't as good. What is it that you're going to try, that you try and do to try and get those guys inside a little bit more often?
Well, I think it's more energy than anything else. We have to come out and realize, right from the opening tip, we have to be physical, we have to be aggressive, and that every possession counts on the defensive end, and not take plays off. And I think if we do that, come out with that mentality, we'll be a little more successful on the boards.
As you look at the team physically and emotionally, how's everybody look here this early in the season?
We're okay that way. We're a little dinged up here. We have some, nagging injuries here and there, and we have a little bit of an illness that's going through some of our players here. But, we have a game tonight, so we have to suck it up. And as Mike Tomlin says, next man up, let's get ready to play.
Well, normally that would be the January conversation we have, is an illness going through. Maybe you're just going to get through it early.
I hope so. Every team goes through a little bit of an illness, and I hope we get ours out of the way and then, get ready to go fresh next week.
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate your time. Talk to you afterwards.
Thank you.
You're listening to Braves Basketball. Basketball News Radio 1070 WKOK and online in the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
We all have a path in life. Some play on the field. Others prefer jogging along the riverfront or being a weekend warrior. Wherever your path takes you, we will keep you on it. At UPMC Susquehanna, our top-rated orthopedic team, sports medicine specialists, and rehabilitation professionals are the team behind the team. Call 570-321-2020.
At WNL Subaru, you can lease the all-new 2019 Subaru Outback 2.5i for only $279 per month.
Or lease a Forester for only $259 during the Subaru Share the Love event. For every new car purchased or leased, Subaru will donate $250.
See us off Route 11 in Northumberland or online at WNLSubaru.com.
Lease the 2019 Subaru Outback 2.5i KDV01 for $279 per month with $1,999 down. 2019 Subaru Forester KFV01 for $259 per month with $1,759 down. 36-month, 10,000 miles per year, and zero security due. Offer ends December 31st.
Hey, Shinkalemi sports fans. Our team knows how important it is to warm up before each basketball game and wrestling match. Well, Little Addie's Cafe Market Street Sunbury can help you warm up, too. Little Addie's features mochas, espresso, lattes, and innovative seasonal drinks. Homemade breakfast and lunches every Tuesday through Sunday so you can kick back any day or weekend with their homemade soups, sandwiches, and weekly specials. Visit Little Addie's Cafe on Facebook or Market Street Sunbury. Upgrade your day.
Murray Motors Chevrolet has everything a dealership should have, from an experienced sales department, body shop, parts, and of course full service department, with easy, convenient drive up and drop off. Murray Motors Chevrolet has a bigger selection of new Chevrolets in stock, backed by a lifetime powertrain warranty on the engine and transmission. And you always get the Murray Motors price match guarantee. Online at murraychevy.com. Murray Motors Chevrolet, still a half a mile south of Susquehanna Valley Mall, Sealands Grove.
Well, it is a busy weekend in sports. Lots of bowl games getting the bowl season started. The NFL tonight on WKOK with Houston and the New York Jets kicking off an NFL doubleheader. Denver and Cleveland will be the nightcap. That all gets underway at 4 o'clock here on WKOK. And as we speak, the Aggies of North Carolina A&T lead Alcorn State 10-3. That's about halfway through the second period in the Celebration Bowl. That's bowl game number one on this 2018-19 bowl season. It's basketball this afternoon here in Minersville. You weren't able to make the trip. We're happy that you could join us on WKOK and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app. Let's give you the starting lineups first for the visiting Shikellamy Braves. At forward, a 5'9" senior. That is Ulysses Mercado. Mercado averaging 3 a game and a 50% free throw shooter on the year, 4 of 8 so far. Nate Manier, a 5'10 junior guard. Manier averaging 4 points a game. He is 4 for 5 from the free throw line, tied for the team lead in steals and has the team lead in points off turnovers. Drayton Long is a 6-foot sophomore guard. Long averages 9 a game, a 50% free throw shooter, also tied for the team high in steals. Darrell Lyles will get the start tonight, the 6-foot senior forward. Lyles averaging 18 a game, a 50% free throw shooter on the year, has the team lead by 3-1 in rebounds, and 13 assists leads the team in that category as well. Chad Blacius will be the other starter tonight, a 6-foot-3 junior at forward. Blacius, averaging 2 points a game on the season, has 10 rebounds, 4 assists, and 3 turnover points. So again, it's the guards will be Mercado, Manier, and Long. The forwards will be Lyles and Blacius. For the Battling Miners of Minersville, it'll be Bryce Ellinger at forward, a 6'2" senior, averaging 15 points a game. He is an 85% free throw shooter on the season. The point guard will be Garrett Hostler. He's a 5'9 senior, averaging 10 points a game, and he has been perfect from the line so far this year. The three-point shooter, or one of them, is Jacob Hoffman, who will play guard and forward. He'll be a 5'10 sophomore, averaging 10 points a game. Dominic Pizzico is the forward. He is a junior. He is a 6'2 junior. And Joshua Holly is the other forward, the guy that plays the post for the most part, a 6'2 senior averaging 5 points a game. It's Ellinger, Hostler, Hoffman, Pizzico, and Holly for Minersville here this afternoon in this matinee basketball game. And there's a lot of guys that are 6'2 on this roster, and they're actually guys that are well-built 6'2 in the weight room.
Probably football players.
I would think so.
Kevin, I have a question for you. You were talking about North Carolina A&T.
Yes.
Well, do you know what an Aggie is?
I really don't.
It's very easy.
Okay.
Texas A&M are Aggies also.
I mean, their logo, their mascot is a bulldog.
But an Aggie is an agricultural student. That's what they call them.
Well, see, I was thinking that's what it was, but I thought it was too easy.
Texas A&M, you know, agriculture and mining probably.
Right.
I don't know what North Carolina is, but I often thought the same question, and it is too easy, but that's what an Aggie is.
Interesting.
So, I mean, we know what a Battling Miner is.
Right.
All right. They're the guys that come out of the mines on Friday night, get their paycheck, and off they go. All right. That's a Battling Miner.
Well, one of the parts of the logo is the M, and it has a shovel and a pick crossed behind the M.
Which are all tools. And, you know, this Minersville is not far from Pottsville and not far from the Pottsville Maroons history, all right?
No, so, just down the road a little bit. It's now a shopping complex.
Was. But the high
Maroons Field.
901 going by there is 61 that's going by there.
901.
It's called the Maroon Highway, isn't it? Pottsville Maroon Highway.
Well, 901 goes by the old field. There's a nice sign up there that right there at the shopping center that it says Maroons Field. It has a little bit of the history on it. And, of course,
and
recognizes their championship.
Up until about a year ago at the, I guess you'd call the west end of Pottsville, there was a restaurant sports bar called the Maroons. All right, and if you went in there, the memorabilia for this area was phenomenal. And, you know, of course, it was named after the Maroons, but, I mean, every high school team that has been in the old Eastern Conference, Southern Division, all right, there were pictures, and there were also helmets and a lot of Muhammad Ali stuff from over at Deer Lake.
That's okay, so that was because Larry Holmes wasn't far from that area in the Allentown area,
and it's been the place closed up. But what a great facility it was, just for history and good food.
Well, tonight, or I should say this afternoon, it is basketball with the Miners of Minersville taking on the Shikellamy Braves here in Minersville. We'll have the opening tip when we return. This is Shikellamy Basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Most of us won't need to hire an attorney this week, but for a few of us, something has happened in our lives, and before we can go any further, we need to get sound legal advice. Slavinsky Law Offices can give you options. For over 40 years, they have successfully represented individuals in criminal, DUI, family law, and estate planning. They care what happens to you, and they have the experience to win the toughest cases on your behalf.
You may not need a lawyer this week or even this month, but when you do, call us at Slavinsky Law Offices, 570-374-5575, or on the web at slivlaw.com.
Oh, what do you get someone that has everything? What if they don't like the color, the size, the style? I was so confused last year. Not this year. I'm buying my friends and family gift cards from Garfield's Restaurant and Pub. Purchase $25 in gift cards and receive a $5 gift card free. And the more you purchase in gift cards, the more you get free. And I like free. Plus, they have a delicious $10.99 steak special in November through December. Quench your thirst and wash it all down with a refreshing cold Dr. Pepper. Catering is available, too, for your next holiday or party. It's always great times, great taste at Garfield's Restaurant and Pub in the Susquehanna Valley Mall or online at garfields.net.
The appliance pros at Peters Home Appliance Center want to know, has your dishwasher suddenly stopped cleaning well? Are you noticing a white film left on the dishes? It may not be the fault of your dishwasher at all. The problem may be the dishwashing detergent manufacturers have removed phosphates. They suspend soil and soften water, making the detergent work better. Lack of phosphates is most likely the cause of your dishwasher cleaning issue. Until an environmentally friendly replacement for phosphates is found, stay tuned. This helpful tip brought to you by the experts at Peter's Home Appliance Center, Market Street, Sunbury.
Most of us won't need to hire an attorney this week, but for a few of us, something has happened in our lives, and before we can go any further, we need to get sound legal advice. Slavinsky Law Offices can give you options. For over 40 years, they have successfully represented individuals in criminal, DUI, family law, and estate planning. They care what happens to you, and they have the experience to win the toughest cases on your behalf.
You may not need a lawyer this week or even this month, but when you do, call us at Slavinsky Law Offices, 570-374-5575, or on the web at slivlaw.com.
The 2018 season isn't over yet.
But Sorley back, sets, throws in the end zone, got him, touchdown, Penn State, DeAndre Tompkins, and the Nittany Lions respond.
It's the Citrus Bowl, Penn State versus Kentucky. Tune in New Year's Day on the Penn State Sports Network.
Steve Jones, join Jack Ham and me for the Citrus Bowl, airtime 11:30 on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
WKOK, we are Penn State.
Getting updated on some other sports going on this afternoon in college basketball on one of our sister stations, Eagle 107. Bucknell had a one-point lead at the half over number 15, Ohio State. But with 8 minutes to go now in the game, it is Ohio State leading Bucknell 62-56. That game again in the second half. A little bit later on here this afternoon, it'll be North Carolina State taking on Penn State. North Carolina State 8-1 on the season. The Nittany Lions are 5-4. We'll keep you up to date on that game as well. Braves will be in their road navy blue uniforms, white trim around the numerals that are in maroon. The lettering across the front is white with maroon trim. Miners will be in their white uniforms with royal blue, the color that they will be sporting on the numerals and letters. And the ball is tipped into the backcourt, and attacking the basket to our right will be Minersville. They'll quickly getting inside to Ellinger, and Ellinger will go run the baseline for two and quickly make it 2-0 Miners.
Nothing more than a pass from the high post down to a streaking Ellinger as he headed in on the right side for the layup. Braves in that zone, they got to tighten things up a little bit.
They get it inside to Lyles, who bounces it off of his leg, and Hoffman comes up with a loose ball. They'll bring it up over to the right side. In the right corner now is Hostler. They'll swing it around left wing into the left corner. Now firing it up for three, overshooting the basket is Holly. Rebound underneath for the Braves. Looks like Mercado got that one. He'll feed it out now, and they'll get it inside to Lyles. Lyles at the foul line, runs out of real estate and travels. Good defense by the Backland Miners.
They've gotten the ball to Durrell both times, and both times he's turned the ball over. A lot of times when you get the ball in the paint, you got to get rid of it if you don't have a quick move right away. The more you put that ball on the floor, and the more you move around the paint, you're gonna draw a crowd, and there's more times for opportunities for turnovers. And I apologize for that as Bryce Ellinger makes about a 4-foot jump shot from in the paint.
Yeah, nice little running one-hander, and he gets the fourth point of the game. And the Braves turn the ball over at the other end, losing it out of bounds on the baseline. It'll be Minersville basketball leading it 4-0 here, 6:50 to go here in the first period.
Ellinger looks like a basketball player.
He moves
very well, all right? Just smooth.
Osler with the basketball to the left side to Hoffman. Hoffman on the wing, guarded by Manier. Out the top of the key, Ellinger starts to drive in. Got a little bit of a block there from Blasius. It might have deflected that one out of bounds. It actually goes off of Pizzico, and it will be Shikellamy basketball.
I often wish, Kevin, that when I'd make a move in basketball, that it would have been smooth, but it never was, all right?
I never had any move. Actually, it wasn't. That's not true. I had a good move. It was called a foul. I was really good at that. Long with the basketball. He'll give it off to Blasius. Blasius now to Manier. Manier flashes in, has his pocket picked by Holly as he tips it away. In control by Ellinger. Ellinger with a 3-on-4 says, I don't like those odds. I'll wait for help. Hostler now finds at the foul line Pizzico. Shot no good. Tip out. Controlled by Long. Long with a 3-on-3. Far wing 3. Just a little bit off the mark. Rebound by Ellinger. Ellinger pushing it back up now. Switches hands on the dribble. Goes left side. Loses it. Pass intended for Hostler, and Lyles picks it up.
Both teams showing a little bit of impatience with the offense the last two times down the court. But we can see from this that both teams do want to run if they get the opportunity, Kevin.
Long on the near wing. He'll start in, draw a crowd, tries to pass. It's tipped by Holly. Holly gets it, tips it to Ellinger. Ellinger dishes it off underneath the Pizzico. Shot no good. Tip around. Lyles gets it backwards, and it goes right into the hands of Hoffman. Miners basketball.
Tendency not to grab the basketball, Kevin, when it's up there. You tip it, it just gives other people a more better opportunity to get it.
Open right wing three, wow. Hostler, and he drained it. 7-0 lead for the Backland Miners.
And that was pretty much a college or maybe almost an NBA three-pointer that time. Braves need to score here, Kevin.
They've got
to get it started.
That was somewhere around Lavelle.
Lavelle's the other direction. I think we were going more towards Cressona there.
I'm directionally challenged anyway. Long with the basketball at the foul line. Jumper off the back iron, no good. White jersey's in there to rebound it, and Holly gets it.
Minersville playing a man-to-man. Everybody boxing out there, man. No opportunity for an offensive board that time by the Braves.
Pizzico that time reaches and drives in, but a reach-in foul on Shikellamy. And that will bring in some substitutions for the Braves. And one of those coming in will be Marshall. The other substitutions will be Stevens as Manier and Blasius come out. And that was the first team foul on the Miners.
That foul
on the Braves.
It was on Mercado. He's going to pick up his first. He did reach in.
4:41 to go first period, almost halfway through this quickly moving first, and the Braves looking for points. Minersville has seven on the board now.
Again, Kevin, only two officials in this game. This is what they do in the Schuylkill County League.
Driving in now, feet off the left side, Hoffman, NBA three from the left wing, and that's going to cause Bill Ziegler to take a timeout. It is a 10-0 run with 4:19 remaining in the first, and the Miners have put a big set of threes on the board.
Two things that the Braves are going to have to realize, or if they haven't realized already, is number one, this is a very good team on defense that Minersville has put out there. They play good man-to-man, but they also help out. And the Braves have gotten the ball in the paint, and they've exposed it too many times and had their pockets picked. The other thing they're going to have to realize is this is home cooking for this team on this floor. And both of those three-point shots were made with nobody in the area code.
Nobody.
All right, trying to put a hand in their face.
So if the last one was not quite Lavelle, then you're saying that that one was more along the lines of St. Clair.
Well, it was there. I mean, you know what? I think you are right. I think that might the first one might have been up towards Lavelle.
We'll have to get out. We're going to have to start looking at Google Maps before games. Driving in as Lyles, he forces his way in and gets the Braves on the board at the halfway part of the first period, and he'll get a foul to go to the line as well.
Well, good power move by Durrell, like he's done so many times. They get the ball to him out around the three-point line, and he gets a step and takes a couple of dribbles and forces it up, and he ends up getting fouled, this time by Haley.
Now, Holly will pick up the foul, and Lyles will make his first and only opportunity. The 50% free throw shooter on the year will give the Braves 3 points now.
A little more pressure on the ball as they go to a full court press.
Yeah. Swinging around right wing, Ellinger now top of the key. Deep three, Hostler. That one just a little short, and that was almost half court. I mean, we're talking somewhere. That was pretty darn close to Mount Carmel.
That would have been tough to guard, Kevin. By the time you got out there, the ball would have been released.
Feet inside to Marshall. Marshall drops the shoulder and travels. 3:42 to go first period. Shikellamy down seven.
I think Davis has the right idea. He gets the ball. He posts up, but he's got to use that drop step or that pivot to get and curl around and take the shot. Instead, he's moving both feet, leaning too much into the defender, and he ends up traveling.
There's a right side three for Ellinger, and he hits his first
seven.
Three of the game, but his seventh
seven
point.
7 points, all right, and we're 3:24 to go here in the first quarter.
Long with the basketball between the circles now, a 10-point Minersville lead. Stevens now in the far corner on the tip, now to Marshall, top of the key. It's kind of the start the Braves had on Thursday night against Lords. Now at the foul line, Lyles, and a travel again by Marshall.
You have to put the ball on the floor before you move your feet. You cannot move both your feet and then put the ball on the floor. And that's, you know, everybody wonders, they kind of look at, did I really walk? Well, everybody in the stands sees it, all right? So it does happen.
Manier comes out, and Long will come out now. Luciano checks in, and Bauman will come in. Miners over the basketball, 3:03 to go first period, 13-3. Far corner contested three, just a little bit short that time for Ellinger. And Lyles comes up with a loose ball. Luciano now top of the key, finds Lyles. Lyles puts it on the floor to the foul line, drives hard to the bucket, back iron no good. Ellinger had it for a second, loose ball now, Holly comes up with it.
You better put your armor on if you're going to rebound in there.
It's and, a battle.
Exactly, all right.
Ellinger, corner three, bang! Same place he hit the last one on the near corner, and it's 16-3, Minersville.
Well, he's on record to score 40 points, Kevin. That's 10 here in the first quarter.
That's an all right afternoon. It's nice matinee basketball there.
Yes, it is.
Luciano with a three from the near wing, no good. chasing it down. Lyles outraces Pizzico for it and has it stolen away by Hostler underneath. Hostler lobs it out underneath the basket. Hoffman. Hoffman lays it up and in. 18-3, 2:04 to go, and Bill Ziegler uses another timeout here in the first period because this one's starting to get out of hand.
Well, this is reminiscent of what we watched on Thursday night with Lords. And back in that particular game, the people that were doing the most damage was Adam Sandry, okay, who came out of what really wasn't a scoring slump, but he had 12 points in the first half, all right? And of course, Klimbera was scoring, and then, of course, you throw in Schultz. And this time we've got three battling miners, Ellinger, Hostler, and Hoffman, all right, doing the scoring for the battling miners.
And those were three of the guys we expected to do the scoring we mentioned in the pregame. 35-point average between those three guys. 18-3, a full timeout by Bill Ziegler here to try and hit the reset button here in this first period.
Well, this is tough to come back from, especially when you're not scoring very well. And the Braves have not. You're down 15 points here after a little less than six minutes into the game.
Yep, 2:02 to go on the clock as the Braves inbound the ball. Bauman over the right wing and had his pocket picked there by Hostler on the pass. Hostler will feed it out now to Ellinger. Far wing, drives in, comes up a little too hot. Rebound by Marshall. Marshall will outlet to Luciano. Luciano will bring it up on the right wing. Find Lyles at the foul line. He'll bounce it inside for Marshall. Marshall has his shot blocked by Pizzico. Back the other way, Ellinger. Ellinger opposite side, finds Hoffman on the right and lays it up and in, 20-3. Battling Miners leading Shikellamy.
Again, the dribble on the floor killed the Braves underneath. You don't have to make that dribble to make the layup. And when that happened, Marshall ended up getting more people around him.
Forcing the ball inside again. Hoffman steals it. Hoffman gets it back. He works right around Stevens and lays it up and in. That was a great move under the basket, Chief.
And that's 9 points for Jacob Hoffman. And it's nice when you're rewarded after you make the steal with the basket.
Stevens with the basketball, under a minute remaining, 22-3. Lyles has an open lane, goes hard to the bucket, right by Ellinger, and gets it for a 5-point Shikellamy first period right now. Open three, Ellinger. That's a mistake. He just barely missed that one. Rebound underneath by number, was that by Kuhn?
32.
Yeah, Gabriel 32. Kuhn checking in the last stoppage at the timeout. He misses the shot but gets fouled at the line.
I believe Darrell Lyles will pick up his first foul.
Team foul number two.
But nobody picked up Ellinger on the wing here, and he had an open three and almost drilled that one.
He is a perfect free throw shooter on the team and remains that way on the year, I should say. Long coming in, Van Kirk coming in as well. Marshall checks out, and Lyles will check out for the next 41.6, so they don't pick up any cheapies.
Well, it looks like the Braves are going with a five-guard offense right now, Kevin.
That's a good point. Second one is good. 24-5, 40 seconds remaining. As bringing it up on the far side is Nate Luciano. Luciano tries to get it to Long, and it's stolen away. Ellinger with it. He'll give it off now to Hoffman. Hoffman drives in and finds a lane and lays it up and in. 21-point lead here with 20 seconds to go in the first period.
Jacob Hoffman stole that ball on a quick move to get in the passing lane. And what a nice first step to go in for that layup. Picks up number 11, Kevin, for this quarter.
Wow. 11 of 26, 10 on the clock. Stevens with a jump stop, shoots, comes up short, rebound by Pizzico, 5 seconds to go. Quickly pushing it up is Hoffman. Hoffman dishes it off to Pizzico. Three-pointer on the way, right side is good by Ellinger at the buzzer. And the Miners have put 29 on the board in the first period to lead Shikellamy 29-5. You're listening to Braves Basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
I can still remember the kids rolling around on that comfortable living room carpet.
Remember when they were babies, they'd bang those pots and pans on the kitchen tile?
I still remember the sounds of soccer and baseball cleats running on those hardwoods, and you yelling, "Leave the shoes outside!"
These floors have seen a lot, and they still look so good. They've got some good years left on them.
Just like we do, honey. right?
You bet, my dear, you bet.
Carpet Man in Milton.
Flooring for life.
Getting ready for the start of the second period. It has been all Minersville, 29-5. And I'll tell you what, Bryce Ellinger is 3-for-5 from outside the arc, but he's not the only one that's been successful from downtown.
No, Jacob Huffman also has a tray, as does Gary Kostler. But the most impressive thing about this is Ellinger with 13 and Huffman with 11 here in one quarter.
I'll tell you what, to put it quite honestly, the Braves have not come off the bus yet. And there's a steal and a jump ball as Coons ties up Bauman coming in. And the possession arrow in favor of Minersville. And that inbounds quickly became a turnover, technically.
Well, Carson Bauman was probably slated to be one of the starters for the Braves this year. But some things took place, and he ended up not starting. But now it's good to see him in there playing.
Long got in the passing lane that time and stole it away. As they bring it down, Stevens tries to find Luciano. And it ends up going into the Minersville bench as Holly will check back in, and he will give Ellinger a chance to take a breather from his red-hot shooting.
Minersville, you look at them, and they have that quickness that Wyomissing had.
Yes.
They do. They really do.
And they have the shooting of Lords. Holly with the basketball, goes left side, finds Lordran. And Lonergan shot is no good. Braves get the loose ball. Long has it on the far wing, attacking the basket to our left. Near wing, Bauman three. In and out, no good. Rebound, Long did a nice job of tracking that one down. Luciano with the basketball now. He tries to find Bauman, throws it away. Out of bounds. It'll be Minersville basketball. 29-5, 7:06 to go in the half.
Well, Carson didn't look real comfortable when he took that three. It looks like he hurried. He would not have had to.
Missed it left. Yeah.
Nice rebound by Braden Long to get the ball back out, but then they threw the pass away to no one, and that's, again, a Braves turnover.
Far corner now. Holly, top of the key in the hands of Kuhn. He will give it off left wing to Hostler. Hostler drives into the corner now and fires up a three, and that one's no good. Chip out, though, goes back into Minersville's hands. Osler now has it, starts to drive right over top of Lyles. Lyles' attempt at block did make that go higher. Long came up with a loose ball, finds Lyles on the drive. Offensive foul. Lyles picks up foul number two on the offensive side this time. Still 29-5. Minersville leading, 6:34 to go in the half.
It's tough when you catch the pass and you're in the paint already and you're going full speed.
Can't stop
to
that.
To put the brakes on. So unfortunately for Darrell, he's going to pick up his second foul here.
It's not easy to stop a diesel locomotive at full speed.
That wasn't the Polar Express, but it was close to it.
But it was moving down the mountain pretty quick.
Well, Norfolk Southern would have been proud of it.
Coming in now, Hoffman with the basketball. They'll dish it off far side to Holly. Holly takes the shot off the rim, no good. Rebound by Ellinger. Ellinger working the baseline now, finds Holly. They'll swing it around near wing to Hostler. Far wing, three, Holly, make that Kuhn, no good. And a foul coming up on Minersville.
I believe it's going to be on number 43. That's going to be his second foul. That would be Haley.
Actually, 33. Nope, you're right, 43.
33 was up there from
that
before.
Is correct. I shall not question your judgment again.
No, you can question me. It doesn't matter. There are times that I get ahead of myself, too.
Now, after the amazing first period, the scoring has been in a drought for the last 2 minutes.
Minersville coach has put a couple of the junior varsity players in.
Good point.
And I think he's trying to build a bench here, Kevin.
Long tries to drive in, and he travels with it.
Yeah, it's
Shikalimi's turnovers have to be well into double figures right now.
Yeah, we need to get somebody to keep those stats for us, Kevin.
They keep it on the bench, but we don't get a chance to see that all the time.
We could get Booney to sit with us.
There we go. There's a steal by Lyles. Lyles with a one-on-one. He's working on Hoffman. Hoffman blocks him out of bounds.
Well, number 43, Haley, came on the opposite side. Darrell got past Hoffman, and he did not. He did a nice crossover, but Haley came on the inside of him and blocked that shot. in the Susquehanna Valley League or the Heartland Conference, that might have been a foul.
But here into the game now, he will inbound, find Lyles in the low box. Lyles works his way around, spins to the right. Now he's in trouble. Tried to feed it underneath. Nobody was there except for Ellinger. Ellinger works his way back off the window too hard. Rebound Lyles. Still no points in this period. Left side, Long. Long works his way into the paint, finds Lyles at the foul line. They tried to get it in to Marshall. It is tipped out of bounds off of Marshall.
It's tough when you come down.
I'm sorry, that's Blacious.
You come down, you have
a
possession, and you can't get a shot. I mean, that's happened to the Braves quite a bit here, but Minersville's been getting some shots, but the Braves have been doing a nice job of defending them.
Ellinger with a turnaround jumper worked on Long pretty hard that time to finally get two on the board. 3 minutes into the period, it is 31-5, Minersville. Manier with the basketball, working into the baseline, throws it backwards, but into the hands of Kuhn. Kuhn with a one-on-two. He will drive in, has it partially tipped from behind, but trailing and putting it in was Ellinger.
Ellinger, yes.
And a timeout by Bill Ziegler. This is timeout number three already, with 4:44 to go here in the half, trailing at 33-5.
Well, he has Coach Ziegler has 1:30 and one full left for the remainder of the game. Kevin, again, after the steal, a couple of the Braves did not hustle back, and the two Braves that did went to block the shot. It was missed, came off to Ellinger, who was the next man in line, and he got, I would say, a pretty easy basket as he picks up points number 15 and 17, okay, for this afternoon's matinee.
And right now, it's a matinee horror flick. If you're a Shikellamy fan.
Yeah, the creature from the deep lagoon. Or let's say the creature from the deep coal mines.
Yes.
And that would be Bryce Ellinger.
Kind of reminds you of Goonies. Wasn't that a coal mine that they were in? Or a mine?
It was odd.
Or was it
know.
Just a cave?
It was just a cave, if I'm not mistaken.
2 minutes to go at Ohio State. And it is Ohio State with a 69-61 lead over Bucknell, that game on Eagle 107 and Eagle107.com.
All I know is in Goonies, John Matuszak didn't look himself.
Also at the half of the Celebration Bowl, North Carolina A&T 17, Alcorn State 6, that game at the half. 4:30 to go, back in play with Shikellamy with the basketball, trailing at 33-5. Long at the foul line now, runs in, takes a jumper too high off the backboard, but Lyles is there to put it back and put it in, and the Braves finally get two on the board.
One thing Durrell's been doing, he's been rebounding, Kevin. He's got a lot of defensive boards. He picked up an offensive one and got a basket off of it.
Good pass to Pizzico on the inside, goes back out to Holly. Holly with a three, that one no good, and a foul. Yeah. I believe this one's coming up on Pizzico.
Number 14 should pick up that foul. Durrell had good positioning, and even though he probably won't get credit for that board because there was a foul, he should.
That'll be team foul number three for the Miners.
Kevin, I hate to say this, but the only person that scored for the Braves has been
Durrell Lyles
with
seven.
we're in stereo.
I was just going to say, we are in stereo. We talk about being in sync after 22 years. Top of the key, Long with the basketball, puts it on the floor. Left side, Manier, three, just overshot the basket. Trying to chase it down, Ballman, but it goes into Pizzico's hands. He will give it off now to Adams. They'll go into the corner to Kuhn. Left wing three now by Lonergan. No good. Rebound picked up on the loose ball by Ballman. Ballman now will be backing outside. Long for the top of the key three. No good. Good box out by Pizzico and gets the loose ball and the rebound and a timeout by Minersville.
Looks like their coach wants a 30.
Does indeed.
Kevin.
Confidence wants a 30 on that one, so that's what he'll get.
They've slowed down Minersville. I mean, from 29 points to only 4 here in the second quarter. It seems to be the story of the Braves' season so far, that out-of-the-gate poor start has basically hurt them at Jersey Shore, at home against Lourdes, and
it's been the story of this week, that's for sure.
And now up here against the battling Miners of Minersville area.
You are right. It has definitely been the story of this week for sure.
3:26 to go here in the second quarter or before halftime, and the Braves down 26 points.
33-7, Minersville with the lead and the basketball. Going at the top of the key, guarded there by Manier. They'll go off to the left side, get it back there from Lonergan. Between the circles now, Adams, and Manier tried to pick Adams' pocket, but got a little bit of the wrist in the process for team foul number four.
You know, unless a Schuylkill County League game turns into a real blood fest, there's not a lot of one-on-one opportunities that seem to happen. Right now, there's three fouls against the home team, which would be Minersville, and four for the Braves.
Oh, yeah. Driving all the way in was Hoffman, but then ran out of real estate, including running into Darrell Lyles, and he did travel.
I think he turned his ankle there a little bit. That's why he didn't shoot the ball.
He does seem to be limping.
Seems like he came down not correctly.
Well, he's got a left ankle brace on as Mercado fires up a three from the far corner. No good. Lyles with the forceful putback off the window and in. But you're right, a little bit of a right ankle, or excuse me, left ankle brace on there for Hoffman as he came down limping in that possession. There's a steal by Lyles. Lyles with a two-on-one. He takes it right to the hoop and puts it up and in. And the Braves are now in double figures with 2:30 to go in the half, 33-11.
As is Darrell Lyles in double figures with 11.
He's got all of them on the board for the Braves. Hoffman with the basketball. He's in trouble as Mercado had great defense. Luciano steals a pass. Finds Manier. Manier to Mercado. Mercado throws it up. No good. Lyles tries to get the rebound. Mercado comes up with it. Feeds it out for a 12-footer for Manier. That one overshot the basket. Backside rebound now for Lonergan and a foul.
Well, Ulysses is going to pick up the foul. Ulysses missed the layup after a nice pass from Nate Manier from the left side of the paint to the right side. And then with the Darrell in there trying to get the rebound, the ball came back out to Macy. And excuse me, Macy. I'm still on Macy Manier. Apologize for that. Nate missed the shot from the side and resulted in a foul by Mercado then.
I'll tell you what, Mercado was in the middle of deciding whether to pass it or shoot it and decided to shoot it. Holly that time put one off the window. Lyles came up with the rebound. And with a minute 54 to go in the half, Shikalimi will have the basketball, trailing it by 22. Lyles with it. Lyles turns around from about 10, comes up short. Lots of white jerseys, and Holly comes up with a loose ball. Story of the year, the Braves have really struggled on the offensive boards. Deep three, right side, just off the back iron for Ellinger. Backside rebound by the Braves. Coming up with it, Lyles. Lyles drives in, has his pocket picked along the way by Hostler. And the feed as Lyles fights Ellinger, and Ellinger battles through it for the bucket. 35-11 on the layup by Ellinger.
Strong move by Ellinger, just as strong as Darrell Lyles trying to block that shot. Ellinger went up and met him and ended up getting that ball in.
And a one-hander there off the left side by Long will give the Braves two, under a minute to go, 35-13, Minersville on top. Osler with the basketball moving to the left side. They'll swing it around top of the key, find Lonergan, who will drive in and get the bucket.
Lonergan is a freshman, all right? He played just about the entire JV game, and he was one of the players that I thought was very talented.
And there's a stuff by Holly. And that loose ball taken all the way down and almost dunked by Ellinger. He held on.
It was
a half dunk.
I would give him a dunk on that, Kevin. I'm sorry.
He just kind of backed off on it a little
bit.
But
he got the his hand was above the rim when he laid it over.
You're right.
He just didn't rattle it, all right? He didn't make it vibrant.
It wasn't animalistic. Long right side on the feed from Manier for three. Overshot the basket completely, and that goes out of bounds with 4.9 to go at a 39-13 lead for Minersville. Kuhn will bring it up, and the Braves will go full court man now. They'll dish it off to Hostler. Hostler up the left side with two. One, top of the key, fakes the three. Did he get it off? He did, but he came up just a little bit short. So at the end of the first 16 minutes of basketball, it is Minersville 39, Shikalimi 13. You're listening to Braves Basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Growing up in the construction business, my dad always taught us that quality wasn't just a word that you throw around. It was a way of life. When you choose quality, you'll get what you pay for. That's how I've always felt working with Glick's here in central Pennsylvania. The garage doors they offer are high quality and their installers do a fantastic job. If you're looking for a quality garage door, then Glick's should be your first call. I'm Todd Ross and I'm happy to recommend Glick's.
Ad One Advertising and Design supports Shikellamy Winter Sports and your team too. Listen up, teams of all ages and sizes. Ad One has your apparel just waiting to take you to the next level. Shirts, unis, warm-ups, and more. Booster clubs? Yeah, we've got your swag too. Tees, hoodies, hats, whatever. Tell your coach and parents clubs Ad One will put your logo on it. Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, New Era, just to name a few. You look good. Logoed by Ad One Advertising and Design, Sunbury. 570-286-1111 or online. MyPromotionalNeeds.com.
The coolest place to warm up this winter, Little Addie's Cafe, Market Street, Sunbury. Little Addie's is a trendy, relaxing coffee shop. Innovative seasonal drink flavors, plus mochas, lattes, fresh ground coffee, all handcrafted and made to order. Little Addie's has a full breakfast and lunch menu, too, to help upgrade your day. Check out the weekly specials, including Addie's homemade soups to warm you up. Little Addie's Cafe, Market Street, Sunbury. Find them on Facebook or stop by to be greeted with a smile. Little Addie's Cafe, Market Street, Sunbury. Open Tuesday through Sunday.
For nearly 100 years, Purdy Insurance has been your locally owned, family-operated source for insurance products. With a staff of over 20 and partnerships with some of the industry's most trusted companies, Purdy has the experience and resources to get the job done. Whether you need personal, home, and auto, or complex business insurance solutions, Purdy will help you navigate through the process. Call today at 570-286-5855, or better yet, stop in their Sunbury office to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
You know the old saying, you never know what you have till it's gone. Now think about your appliances. You expect them to be there washing your clothes, doing the dishes, but when they break down, you begin to wonder what you'll do without them. Don't panic. See APW instead. They carry all kinds of parts from small to large for every name and every type of appliance. If the part you need is not in stock, they'll gladly order it for you. Save money. Fix it yourself so your life and your appliances can keep humming along. APW located on the rear of Market Street in Sunbury. You're always covered with APW.
Halftime in Minersville, where the Battling Miners lead Shikellamy 39-13, jumped out to a big 29-5 lead, but then things slowed down a little bit as the Braves were able to find eight more on the board, but still gave up 10 to Minersville, so Minersville extends their lead just a bit. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is Shikellamy Braves basketball.
It's Sports Talk, where your voice counts. The Steve Jones Show, weekdays from 3 to 5 on News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and online at WKOK.com.
On Eagle 107 and Eagle107.com, Doug Birdsong had the call. Bucknell made it a game. Ohio has led at halftime, but Ohio State hangs on for a 73-71 victory. Man, you score 71 against a Big Ten team, you think you're going to be in good shape, but Ohio State hangs on and improves to 9-1 overall. Bucknell falls to 4-4 overall.
Well, Bucknell had the bus trip out there today. They do not fly to Columbus.
Not often. They don't fly often. They will be flying, though, to the West Coast and then to Hawaii over Christmas and later this year. I feel bad
for them. That's a lot of time in the air. Kevin, you know, the other thing you got to look at is the fact that they probably went out last night. All right.
Actually, they might have gone out a day or two before, depending on how things worked out. They may have actually left a little early.
I was listening to.
Did they wait till Friday?
They had kids that were taking exams. So.
Okay. In the start of the third quarter in the Celebration Bowl, it's North Carolina A&T leading Alcorn State 17-6, and in a game that is just getting underway, Penn State is taking on North Carolina State. That's at the BJC. Penn State early on leading it 4-2. One other basketball game of note. It is Notre Dame 32, Purdue 20. That game midway through the first period. But here, Chief, it has been Darrell Lyles offensively against Minersville and Bryce Ellinger and also Jacob Hoffman.
Yeah, there hasn't been a lot of people that have gotten their names, got points put in the book by their names. You know, if you look, the Braves out of the 13 points, Darrell has 11 of those. And up until Braden Long's basket with about a minute to go in this second quarter, he was the only one that had scored. A lot of it had to do to the fact that the Braves made many a trip down to their end of the court and never got a shot off because they were turning the ball over. Throwing the ball in the pass, you know, throwing the ball that it got intercepted in the passing lanes, or sometimes they just got stripped, or there were several times that they were called for walking. If you look at the Minersville, they basically have two guys that have done all their scoring.
Now Ellinger has, what, 21?
Well, he's got 13 plus 8. That's pretty good math for a Central Columbia graduate, 21.
For right. Somebody who wasn't great at math either. And then 11 for Hoffman?
Yes, 11 for Hoffman.
That puts me as 2 for 2, yep. Which would be 100% in correctly predicting scores.
You are right. We'll stop there.
That's it. I'm not pushing it right now.
Yeah, you might as well stop while you're at 100%.
I'm hanging up the shoes and retiring right there. But, again, it's the first period that stands out that the Braves really, really struggled. And they have had trouble the last three games in that first period. And it's been making comebacks very difficult. Second half getting underway next. 39-13 Minersville here on WKOK and WKOK.com.
Mark and Troy here at Zimmerman Motors. Holiday Cash was a great success. We're extending it to the end of the year. You get $500 back on every in-stock car or truck you purchase.
Now you have till Monday, December 31st. Everyone that purchases gets $500 Holiday Cash.
We have discounts on new cars and trucks up to $10,600. And remember, if your credit score is below 620, we have a program to get you the credit you deserve.
So come in and see why people have been coming from all over the region to Zimmerman's Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram in Sunbury and experience what we call the Zimmerman Difference. Call 570-988-JEEP or visit us online at ZimmermanJeep.com.
At Sunbury Motor Company, the letters SMC mean a lot to us. Those letters stand for a tradition of trust since 1915. SMC stand for
selling more cars
and
satisfying more customers.
SMC, it stands for Sunbury Motor Company. And when you need a Ford, Lincoln, Hyundai, or Kia, you have our lowest price promise. Log on to sunburymotors.com to
see more choices
and
save more cash.
And then you can say, start my car. I'll take it.
SMC.
In the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
Oh, what do you get someone that has everything? What if they don't like the color, the size, the style? I was so confused last year. Not this year. I'm buying my friends and family gift cards from Garfield's Restaurant and Pub. Purchase $25 in gift cards and receive a $5 gift card free. And the more you purchase in gift cards, the more you get free. And I like free. Plus, they have a delicious $10.99 steak special in November through December. Quench your thirst and wash it all down with a refreshing cold Dr. Pepper. Catering is available, too, for your next holiday or party. It's always great times, great taste at Garfield's Restaurant and Pub in the Susquehanna Valley Mall or online. At garfields.net.
Attention homeowners, did you know you can help keep your appliances working efficiently? The appliance experts at Peters do. If you're not vacuuming under and behind your refrigerator at least twice a year, you're robbing your refrigerator's ability to run efficiently as it can. What's worse, if left undone, your refrigerator can overheat, causing failure. That's because your refrigerator relies on proper air circulation to dissipate heat energy being removed from inside. Peters Home Appliance Center has the answers to all your home appliance needs. They've been helping appliance shoppers over 50 years. Peters Home Appliance Center, Market Street, Sunbury.
Getting ready for the second half here in Minersville. Shikellamy trailing Minersville 39-13. Braves will have the ball, attacking the basket to our right. And it'll be the starting five as Lyles has the ball underneath the basket, tries a reverse layup, comes up a little short, but we'll go to the line. It'll be Manier Long, Mercado, Lyles, and Blacius for the Shikellamy Braves. For Minersville, they'll have Pizzico in the game, as well as Holly, Ellinger, Hostler, as Lyles misses the first, and also Hoffman.
Well, Holly picks up his third foul. I mean, Durrell really drew a crowd when he got the ball in that low box, Kevin.
And Lyles misses the second as well. He was successful earlier in a three-point play and drops below 50% on the year now. Left side, Hoffman with the basketball, sends it inside, tipped by Lyles in the hands now of Manier. Manier will bring it up, looking at a full complement of players on both sides. Tries to get it tipped or sent over to Mercado, has it tipped. It is controlled by Minersville. Hostler brings it up. Right side, Hoffman hit another three. That'll be his second of the ball game. That one from the far wing as they attack the basket to our left. Long with the basketball, working again on Hoffman. Good defense by Hoffman there. Gave Long no room at all. 42-13, Lyles working his way in, tries his spin move, gives it off to Blacius. Blacius in trouble. Outlet now to Menier. Menier near wing three, just a whisker short. Out of bounds, it'll be Minersville basketball.
The other thing we forgot to mention about Minersville in the first quarter is they basically played error-free basketball.
Not many turnovers.
They've had a little bit of trouble here to start the second half, but you know, a three-point goal sure takes away a lot of the a lot of those mistakes, the results of those mistakes.
Yeah, takes a little bit of the pressure off.
Yeah, Hoffman with 14 points, by the way.
Wow. Physical with a basketball underneath. Now back out to Ellinger. Left side, Ollie for three. Overshot the basket. Menier with the rebound. He'll find Lyles down the right side. Lyles getting under the baseline, makes a move. No. Gets his own rebound off the window, puts it up over the rim and in. 42-15.
That's typical Darrell Lyles style. I mean, he takes the shot and he's right there to get the rebound. Just so quick off of his feet after that initial move.
Pass inside, tipped around off of the rim into the hands of Menier. 6:07 to go, third period, 42-15. Shikellamy trailing Minersville. Now Lyles drives in. He will go off the window a little too hard, get his own rebound, put back off the rim. No. Tip around by Blacius into the hands of Hostler. Hostler tied up and a foul.
Got to grab that basketball, Kevin.
Can't grab the arm.
No, you got and you also, you know, you keep tap, tap, tap. You're going to give other people opportunity. Grab it, pull it down, and then look for an outlet pass. I believe that was probably on Mercado. That's probably going to be his third foul also.
Hernandez in for Lyles now as the Braves pick up foul number one of this second period. And I think there's a change here as Holly comes out late and Coon comes in. I think you're right. I didn't see.
Was there a foul or a jump ball? I'm not quite sure. They didn't put
anything
up.
Yeah, they didn't put a foul up.
Probably was a jump ball.
There's a nice reverse by Pizzico who doesn't even move the net. Wow. 44-15. Menier with the basketball now. He'll find Mercado streaking in. A lot of contact, a lot of bouncing around, but the steal by Coon.
Play on, as they say in soccer.
Play on indeed. And that time it was Ellinger that drives in over top of Blacius, but a whistle waves off the continuation.
Foul's going to be on Braden Long, I believe, Kevin. That happened before he went in for the basket and before he ran into Chad Blacius. And he did make the basket, by the way, but it's not going to count because the foul took place
that
on the
correct
floor ahead of that.
Team foul number two, his first of the game. Long, that is. And that one goes
right
out
off,
of bounds.
Right off the hands of Chad Blacius, who luckily got his hands in front of number 11, Jacob Hoffman, or Jacob Hoffman might have gotten an easy layup off the inbounds play.
And the Miners will have the ball on the inbounds as Ellinger now works on the inbounds pass and puts it up and in. 46-15, a 31-point Minersville lead.
That kid's a basketball player, Ellinger. He really is.
I hate to say it, Chief, but we're in threatening mercy rule moments here. Hoffman with a basketball. Over to the right side, driving in is Ellinger, and a whistle in front of the Minersville bench.
Again, a nice quick move by Ellinger to get try to get by Braden Long, and Braden did foul him. So that's three fouls on the Braves, and Nate Menier's going to sit down, and it looks like Nate Luciano's coming in.
Here comes the inbounds on the catch and shoot by Coon. That one bounces off the rim high enough to drop right through. Under five to go. It's 45-15, Minersville leading. Long with the basketball at the foul line, spins, works his way in, and a good shot. Didn't use anything. No rim, no arc, no backboard. Just howitzer right in.
Yes, Braden's got that nice spin dribble there.
Head fake
gets
on the
open a lot of times. That's going to be a backcourt, Kevin.
Yeah, that is a rare mistake here today by Minersville, is a good head fake by Holly sends it out to the top of the key, and Hoffman wasn't ready for it. Lyles checking in now for Blacius.
The intensity for Minersville isn't there right now, and that's understandable when you're up 48-17 and you end up making some mistakes that you normally wouldn't.
Bauman in the game now for Mercado. Hernandez ready to inbound. Had a long open, but decided not to go to the deep pass, and that's probably a good idea.
I'm glad he didn't.
Yeah. After I looked there, out of the corner of my eye, I saw Coon running in, ready to take that one the distance. Lyles thinks about a three, looks at it. Now he's going to drive in and come up with a two. No, didn't quite go. Put back, no good, or no opportunity for a put back as Pizzico comes up with it.
Hernandez had an opportunity, just wasn't strong enough to pull the board down.
Open three, near corner, Kuhn, a little bit long. Lyles with the rebound, now Long with a one-on-one. Kuhn comes in from behind and steals it away. Losing it out of bounds, though, but a great steal by Kuhn. Long never saw him coming behind
him. Gabriel Kuhn's been really battling in there. He's been, you know, battling some of the bigger guys when they try to post up, but he also hustles a lot, Kevin, and he wasn't going to let Braden Long get that easy layup.
Long tries a three from the near wing on the inbounds. That one overshot the basket. Malochek now checking in for the first time, has the ball. And then that one on the pass to Pizzico gets lost. Lyles brings it back the other way, over under, scoop shot, puts it up, lays it up and in, I should say.
And he got fouled.
And he got fouled. That will close the gap ever so slightly, 48-19 with 3:44 to go third period. Lyles to the line for the third time tonight. He is one of three coming in as Stevens will check in for Long for Shikalemi.
Carter Malochek picked up that foul.
Team foul number two, and Lyles will make the three-point play as he did in the first period as well. 3:42 to go here at third period, 48-20. Minersville leading. With the basketball, Pizzico tries to work on Lyles. Lyles deflects it enough, and Luciano went to pass it on the feed, and when he did, he kind of hesitated and landed on the floor in mid-jump pass.
He's looking for the long pass down deep. He picked up his dribble, took his step, and realized there's nobody there. So as they say, he ate it.
Gravity took over.
He just ate it and took the walk instead of throwing the ball down court.
Bounce pass inside for Pizzico. Pizzico working on Hernandez. And a great pass outside by Pizzico. Now Kuhn goes right side, finds Malochek for three. No good on the far wing. Stevens now bringing it back with 3:15. Takes the jumper. That one too long. Bauman tips it. Ends up into the hands of number 12, Adams.
I'd like to know how many rebounds Durrell has. He's got a pile of them, Kevin.
Wow, that was a beautiful feed from Pizzico. Saw a flashing Malochek underneath. Malochek gets the bucket and the foul and goes to the line.
Malochek started in the right side foul line extended, and when Pizzico got that pass on the opposite side, it's almost like a backdoor play. And he beat his man to the basket and got the shot and made her. And he makes this foul shot for the three-point play.
Team foul number four on Shikalemi. Bauman's first. And now checking in for Hernandez will be Marshall. 51-20 with 3:01 to go. Minersville leading.
Back to a 31-point lead,
Back
Kevin.
Back to 31. Braves cut it down to about 27. But that went away. Lyles gets the pass there from Luciano, no good. And that Marshall's put back. That one's no good. Lyles gets the bucket and goes to the line. This will be the third three-point opportunity for Durrell here this afternoon.
Actually, it's only the second. Actually, it is the third. I forgot he missed the two foul shots other than that. That's my fault, Kevin.
One in the first and two in the third.
Yep, you got it, buddy.
If he finishes this one off. And he does.
19 points for Durrell.
That makes him 3 for 5 from the line here this afternoon. Over to the right side. Now Kuhn with the basketball. Lyles working on him. Kuhn now goes to the right. Swings over to the top of the key. Now they'll swing it right side to Adams. Adams back to Kuhn, top of the key. Now left side. Malochek fires up a three. He actually was inside the three-point line, took two steps backwards, and fired up a three and got it. Luciano lost the basketball on the dribble.
I think the score is wrong, Kevin.
Well, we'll see in a minute as Stevens feeds it into Lyles, and Lyles loses it out of bounds. Holly checking in.
I have Durrell Lyles for 19 points, okay, and 4 points for Braden Long. 19 and 4 is 23.
23.
And, there's no place where Durrell's missing a point because he has – he's got three foul shots he made plus eight baskets.
That's correct.
It just doesn't work out.
And the pass on the drive goes to Kuhn, and Kuhn can't hang on to it. 2:08 to go third period. On the scoreboard, it's 54-22. In the chief book, it is 54-23. Personally, I trust the chief book. Trusted chief. Left side driving in Stevens. Stevens off the window. No. Loose ball. Tracked down by Malochik. Malochik feeds Kuhn. Kuhn goes underneath. And Marshall might have harassed him enough there to miss that shot. And Munoz, who checked in moments ago, gets the rebound. Here comes Luciano. He will try to get it to Bauman. Bauman can't hang on. It goes out of bounds. And Van Kirk coming in now for Shikellamy as Bauman comes out.
A lot of nervous hands out there for the Braves. You know, you just got to concentrate and catch the ball. I think everybody's been there in their life when you have fumble fingers, and, boy, it certainly has hit the Braves here in the third quarter.
Adams with the basketball finds Kuhn. They get it inside to Holly. Back out they go. Between the circles now, Lonergan. Now Kuhn, left wing three. Bang! 57-22, a minute 20 remaining in the third period, and that makes it a 35-point lead. Van Kirk with the basketball, putting it on the floor. He has his has it tipped away, but gets control back again. Good defense by Malochik. Luciano with the basketball, tries to get a screen. Marshall with the screen, comes up with it, has it stolen out of his hands by Malochik, and it goes right back in the pass to Marshall. Marshall has it stolen out of his hands by Kuhn. Wow. That was a lot of turnovers in a short amount of time.
And a lot of let them play basketball.
That as well. Malochik driving in now, comes back and finds Lonergan. Down the near wing. It'll be Kuhn again with the basketball. 38 seconds to go in the third period. He'll back up a little bit. 57-22. The Battling Miners with a lead and a whistle underneath the basket. And that is going to be a foul on Minersville. And I did not see who that was on. It'll be team foul number four. And I believe they're going to call it on Adams, number 12, his first. 20 seconds to go. Braves with the basketball. Marshall hands it off to Luciano. Now Munoz with it. Munoz gives it to Stevens as they weave around the front. Here comes Marshall with it. He'll feed it in now, flashing to Van Kirk, who has to tip it around and ends up tipping it from the baseline into the hands of Adams. Adams dishes it off to Lonergan, who fires up a two at the buzzer, and it is no good. At the end of the first three, it is Minersville with a commanding 57-22 lead over Shikellamy on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Ad One Advertising and Design supports Shikellamy Winter Sports and your team too. Listen up, teams of all ages and sizes. Ad One has your apparel just waiting to take you to the next level. Shirts, unis, warm-ups, and more. Booster clubs? Yeah, we've got your swag too. Tees, hoodies, hats, whatever. Tell your coach and parents clubs Ad One will put your logo on it. Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, New Era, just to name a few. You look good. Logoed by Ad One Advertising and Design Sunbury. 570-286-1111 or online. MyPromotionalNeeds.com.
ATC, that is a shortened version of Always Trust Chief. Chief's book, dead on the money. 57-23, Shikellamy trailing it by 24 as we start the fourth period of play. I don't know about you. I didn't doubt you.
It has happened three times this year, Kevin.
You have hit it three times.
It never happens, you know.
That is true. Always trust Chief.
But it just seems like three times this year they've forgotten. One time they gave the points to the wrong team.
Yeah, that happened in the Wild missing game. Lyles with the basketball now. Head fake, puts one off the window and in. Wow, he was actually like, that was almost over his head, like from a right hand turning to the right side.
Well, he's crazy. Durrell's very good once he has the ball off the ground, headed to the basket. He's got good body control. He's got a nice touch. All right. And he also has most of the Braves' points.
Holly with the drive down, comes off the front rim. Now has Lyles. Missed long on the deep pass, though.
And Durrell should not be bringing the ball up. I'm sorry.
Yep. You don't want the big guy doing it,
score,
but if you're
going
to drive all the way in, better make the most of it.
Folks, Durrell brings the ball up, crosses the half-court line. Everybody kind of eases up, and all of a sudden the Red Sea parts, and he goes down, and he didn't make the shot, but he did get fouled.
He goes to the line for the fourth time this afternoon. 3 for 5 coming in to this opportunity, and goes 4 for 6. Very. I'll tell you what, the last three games, and I know I said this the other night, too, on Thursday night, much improved free throw shooting from Darrell Lyles.
Well, it looks a lot nicer.
Yeah,
nice,
that's what I mean.
On it.
His whole, the whole thing from beginning to end just looks different.
I mean, now he's 5 for 7. That's not bad.
Not bad at all.
And he also has 23 points for tonight, Kevin.
Holly, by the way, will pick up foul number 4, team foul number 4 for Minersville. Now on the flash in, Kuhn on the left side, doesn't get the shot, rebound by Adams. They'll kick it back out, driving in is Lonergan. Lonergan will hit the paint and hit the bucket, too, 59-27, 6:40 remaining in the game.
The freshman from Minersville picks up his second basket, four on the afternoon for him. Nice backdoor.
Oh, that was a beautiful pass, and finds Ballman open, or Van Kirk underneath the basket for the two.
And got to give, you know, that's the other thing Jarrell does well. He gets the people that are open the basketball. They just got to get open.
And a travel as Malochik took about 3 steps and forgot to dribble. You know, if I could tell it's a travel, it's definitely one.
Well, it was right in front of us too, Kevin. And the other thing, it's like watching Biddy basketball or what we call Ivy League basketball or fourth grade basketball, where you give them the benefit of the doubt. At least if they put the ball on the floor.
Did he make an attempt?
After they made 10, before 10 steps, you're okay. All right.
Raff checking in, Rizzardi checking in as well for Minersville with a 59-29 lead. Darrell Lyles from the far elbow. That one no good. Rebound by Munoz. That one no good. Lyles tries a reverse layup. That one doesn't go. Tipped out of bounds by the Miners.
And again, Darrell kept that ball alive. Yeah. He was out at the foul line extended, taking the jump shot. And Munoz had a nice offensive board and missed his opportunity. And next thing you know, there Darrell is, you know, tapping it, trying to get some more points.
And Van Kirk sneaks in underneath the basket on the inbounds and puts it up and in. 59-31 with 5:55 to go here in this afternoon matchup between District 11 and District 4. Driving in now with the basketball is Kuhn and a whistle.
I believe David Munoz is going to pick up that foul. I mean, he was kind of sandwiched between Darrell. The guy, Darrell and Munoz had number 32, Haley, sandwiched, but I think that Munoz swung at it, and he did. That's his first foul.
And Kuhn remains perfect from the line for the year. He's the only one that's been to the line for Minersville.
No, Carter Malochik
had a
three-point play.
Yep.
He just got into the game.
And that one rattles around, rattles back and forth, and gets the hometown roll.
That's going to put Gabriel Kuhn in double figures with 11, Kevin.
Averages
and
two a game. Averages two a game.
11, Kevin.
11, Kevin. I didn't pick up on that before. Braves of the basketball, long with a one-hander in the cylinder and rolled right back out. Wrong kind of English. Rizzardi with the loose ball, and he will give it off to Kuhn. Kuhn will now put it on the floor with 5:30 to go and a 30-point Minersville lead. Over to the right side. Graff with it. And that one tipped out of bounds by Manier in front of the Minersville bench. I think we've seen the end of the Minersville starters.
Their coach, knows he's going to need some bodies come down as the league continues or gets into the end of December, January, and he's had the opportunity to get some kids some opportunities here, and he has.
Gabriel Kuhn's playing some good minutes, too. Left side three by Graff. Missed that one, but a rebound by Lyles. Lyles with a two-on-two finds Long, left side. Long puts it up and in.
And again, who gets the assist, all right? If he's not scoring, he's doing a nice job of getting the ball to the open player. Darrell Lyles with the assist. Braden Long with point number 6.
And he is the leads in assists for Shikellamy this year. As the Braves try to trap, and Van Kirk comes up with a loose ball. Lyles comes up with it, and the feed lays it up and in. Van Kirk and Lyles, talk about a height mismatch, or a height.
Mutt and Jeff.
Yeah, it's kind of a contrast there, but they did a great job of using the baseline, or the sideline, as a third defender and got the steal, and it turned it into turnover points. And that ball almost goes out of bounds. A timeout by Minersville now with 4:34 to go.
Minersville wants to, just settle down here a little bit. I know they've got a big lead, but it's a 30-second timeout for Coach Kopenitz. All right, but like I said, I he's done a nice job of managing a blowout. Yeah. It really has.
Yeah, and you know, and it's not that Minersville has really done anything different defensively. They're still playing defensively very hard. Shikellamy has only put up 35 points on the board. They're a 54-point team this year. So that's good defense by the Battling Miners.
You know, you talked about Gabriel Cuno, you know, averaging 2 and getting 11. When he first came in the game, basically all he did was try to keep the Braves' big kids from getting the ball inside. And there were a couple of, you know, interesting altercations underneath the basket where he physically, took care of things. I'm glad to see he got a chance to score some points here.
Adams lobs it in now, finds Lonergan. He will give it off to Coons. Coons working on the Munoz now at the top of the key with 4:24 to go. Drives
right by him.
Wow, that was speed right there. 63-35. Quickly back the other way. Menier will go right to the bucket, come up a little bit short. He taps it, making the save on the sideline was Rizzardi. And, boy, he used every bit of his tiptoes on that one.
Nice soft touch to get the pass back to Grafe and give Minersville the ball.
Kuhn with a three, no good. Now Menier has it on the tip. He will look to the right. He'll decide to take it himself, comes up short. Loose ball picked up that time by Adams. Adams rolls it over now to Lonergan. Lonergan goes the opposite way to Rizzardi. Rizzardi off the left side right between the wickets.
Was it Bill Buckner had that one go between his legs in the Red Sox-Mets game?
Yep.
That's exactly the look we got from number 24, Mike Rizzardi, as it went between his legs.
You're the Buckner boot.
I got it. No, I don't have it.
Inside to Munoz, turns around and has his shot blocked from behind by Lonergan.
Lonergan, nice opportunity, you know. Left his man, came over, and blocked the shot by Munoz as he made the little turnaround jump shot.
Now Van Kirk passes it, where attempted to shoot it.
He was trying to get it to Davis.
I couldn't tell.
Marshall, and it got blocked over to the opposite side. He had the right idea. Bounce pass would have worked.
Graf actually blocked the shot, and then on the other end, a travel by Lonergan. 3:20 remaining in the final stanza here, 63-35, Minersville on top. And they have been since the very opening moments of the game. And the feed by Menier inside goes back out to Munoz, who fires up a three. Loose ball. Kuhn comes up with it, has a one-on-one with Munoz, right over Munoz, off the window and in. 65-35 as Hernandez is ready to check in. Menier with the basketball, bounces it into Davis. Davis works to the right side, fires it up and in, and a whistle. Almost a travel, but the foul by Marshall, or the foul on Marshall, came in first.
I don't think it is a travel. I think he was releasing the ball as he went up at the same time.
I thought the reason they didn't call it is maybe the foul happened first, but you may be right.
I don't know. With the score 65-37.
Does it really matter?
Is the official going to call it? That foul was the second foul on Lonergan now.
Mercado will come out now, and Hernandez will come in, and the shot is no good, and it is tipped out of bounds off of Hernandez. And with 2:50 to go, it'll be Minersville basketball. Minersville with it. Adams will bring it up. Don't forget, coming up later on this afternoon at 4 o'clock, it's an NFL doubleheader. The Jets and Houston, followed by Cleveland and Denver. That's on WKOK 1070 AM. And a foul on Menier. That'll be team foul number 6 for Shikellamy. Don't forget tomorrow as well that Sunday night football, Monday night football coming up. And you can always see the full schedule online at WKOK.com. Click sports schedule. And if you miss any of the basketball and wrestling matches we have on the radio, don't forget to go to WKOK.com. Click on air and the WKOK podcast page. There you'll find WKOK Sunrise, On the Mark, Shikellamy football, basketball, and wrestling broadcasts. As a fight by Marshall to block that one twice, ends up going into the bucket in favor of Holly.
Well, actually, that was Mike Rizzardi.
That was Rizzardi.
Right.
You're right.
Rizzardi, another one of the kids that played most of the JV game, picks up a bucket here.
Marshall with a long two from the, actually back out from the far elbow a couple of steps.
67-39, minute 50 remaining.
Almost, you know, basically a foul shot, Kevin. And your big guy can make that shot. That helps out a lot.
Yeah, you're happy about that. That's a good day. Raff coming in, loses the ball, out of bounds. Chickalamy basketball with a minute 39 to go. More changes for the Miners now as Malocha comes back in. Long will come in for Meniere for Chickalamy. Coming out will be Lonergan for the Miners. Next Chickalamy basketball broadcast will be on Tuesday night. That will be on the road at Danville. And another long two, and again Marshall hits it from darn near the same spot. That is just inside the three-point arc, too.
You're not going to block that shot.
No.
You know, so, I mean, and they're giving it to him right
and,
now.
And it's a high-arcing shot.
Yes, it is.
So it's really, really tough to block, as you mentioned. Feed inside. They tried to get it to Malocic. Malocic shot no good. Long gets it on the long pass, misses the shot. Van Kirk comes up with the right side rebound and puts it back in.
Jared Van Kirk picks up his third basket. He has 6 points, as does Davis Marshall.
Under a minute to go, 67-43. Left side three by Graf, no good. And that goes into the hands of Munoz. Munoz will give it off to Long with 50 seconds to go. Long stops, almost slid that pivot foot. Munoz now with the basketball, finds it inside to Hernandez. He works hard in, and he got hammered.
He did get hammered.
No call at this late stature of the game that's already decided as the ball goes out of bounds. And Long will inbound the basketball now with 38.6 to go. Finds Munoz back to Long, far corner. Thought about a three, not much there. Works his way in and travels. Took one too many steps. In the three-letter league, that's okay.
Yeah, you're right.
But this is the four-letter lead. 33 seconds remaining, 67-43 in favor of Minersville. They have had the lead since the very beginning of time, at least in this game. Top of the key, Rizzardi, three, hits it, 70-43, and that is the fourth straight game that the Braves defensively have, third straight game the Braves have defensively given up 70 points. Marshall comes in off the window, no good. Hernandez putback is good. And with 6 seconds remaining, 69-45. Is that right, 69-45?
We'll find out, Kevin.
Well, the scoreboard says 69-45 at the final buzzer. We'll wrap things up in a moment. You're listening to Braves Basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Growing up in the construction business, my dad always taught us that quality wasn't just a word that you throw around, it was a way of life. When you choose quality, you'll get what you pay for. That's how I've always felt working with Glick's here in central Pennsylvania. The garage doors they offer are high quality and their installers do a fantastic job. If you're looking for a quality garage door, then Glick's should be your first call. I'm Todd Ross and I'm happy to recommend Glick's.
Mark and Troy here at Zimmerman Motors. Holiday Cash was a great success. We're extending it to the end of the year. You get $500 back on every in-stock car or truck you purchase.
Now you have till Monday, December 31st. Everyone that purchases gets $500 holiday cash.
We have discounts on new cars and trucks up to $10,600. And remember, if your credit score is below 620, we have a program to get you the credit you deserve.
So come in and see why people have been coming from all over the region to Zimmerman's Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram in Sunbury and experience what we call the Zimmerman difference. Call 570-988-JEEP or visit us online at ZimmermanJeep.com.
We all have a path in life. Some play on the field. Others prefer jogging along the riverfront or being a weekend warrior. Wherever your path takes you, we will keep you on it. At UPMC Susquehanna, our top-rated orthopedic team, sports medicine specialists, and rehabilitation professionals are the team behind the team. Call 570-321-2020.
I can still remember the kids rolling around on that comfortable living room carpet.
Remember when they were babies, they'd bang those pots and pans on the kitchen tile?
I still remember the sounds of soccer and baseball cleats running on those hardwoods, and you yelling, "Leave the shoes outside!"
These floors have seen a lot, and they still look so good. They've got some good years left on them.
Just like we do, honey. Right?
You bet, my dear, you bet.
Carpet Man in Milton.
Flooring for life.
Welcome back to Minersville, where the Backland Miners jumped out to an early 29-5 lead and continued to roll into a 69-45 victory. We did confirm that was a two-point basket at the end. He did have a toe on the line, so 69-45 becomes our final for the night. But believe it or not, if Bryce Ellinger would have played the entire game, he might have had 40, but he did not play the entire third, mid-third period off.
He played like not even two-thirds of the game, Kevin, maybe more along like three-fifths of it.
And okay. Still had 23.
Yeah, he had 23 points, and the same thing with Jacob Huffman. I think Jacob Huffman only played the first half. He had 14. Yeah. But then it was nice to see, and I'm sure Gabriel Kuhn's happy. He had 13 tonight after only averaging two a game. And he continued, like you said, is 4-for-4 from the foul line. Perfect night. In fact, they were perfect as a team, 5-for-5.
And he's 5-for-5 on the season as
yeah.
well.
So, you know, a good-looking team here at Minersville. I thought they took advantage of the Braves not playing well in the first quarter and went up 29-5. The only bright spot for the Braves, and I'll be honest with you, is probably Darrell Lyles.
Yeah, he had another really nice game. This is his third straight 20-point game.
25 of the 45 points, and up until when Jared Van Kirk and Davis Marshall came in, he and Braden Long had all the points, and of course Marshall was 6 and Jared Van Kirk was 6. So that at least got a couple more Braves in the book. At one time, I was looking at only having to figure out three people's scores with about 2 minutes to go here in the game.
You mentioned it at halftime. Only two guys had scored, Darrell Lyles and Braden Long, and that was it.
And no threes, Kevin.
And no threes in the game.
With no threes as opposed to 7 for Minersville.
Another thing that you got to give credit where credit's due, Darrell Lyles, I thought, from the foul line, much improved the last couple of games. 7-of-5 here tonight. In his season high 25, but if you can have him somewhere in the 60s, he's normally a career 50% free throw shooter. You put your big guy shooting free throws in the 60s, that guy's going to start to drive the lane. You're going to have a really good night somewhere down the line where he's going to get red hot along with somebody else, then end up going to the line as he did tonight three times to finish off three-point plays.
You know, I think I'm too hard on Darrell because he has the ball. I say don't have him bring the ball up, or I'll say, you know, Darrell puts the ball on the floor too much, but Darrell Lyles is at least wants the basketball and he gets rebounds. I'll bet he had close to 15 to 20 boards tonight, and they weren't all defensive boards either. A lot of them had to deal with some offensive putbacks and. He keeps the ball alive a lot of times. He just keeps going after things. And the Braves need somebody else inside, and I'm hoping that either Davis Marshall or Jacob Hernandez come forward and becomes that power forward that they need.
And Bill Ziegler has been looking for that. You saw it tonight. Again, Blasius gets the start tonight. Hernandez came in an awful lot. Davis Marshall was in an awful lot, trying to find that next guy that is going to come in, that next man up in that lineup.
Not just the rebound, but the score. And we know that Marshall and Hernandez, both of them can score.
Absolutely.
The other thing is Carson Ballman, first time really playing varsity tonight. I think until the middle of January, he's probably going to be starting. He's just too valuable a ball handler and too good of an outside shot. Tonight he took a couple of shots, but I don't think he was – I just think he was a little nervous about playing varsity again tonight. They get away from that doggone, horrible start, and the Braves can be competitive. And Todd Hummel, who I have a lot of respect for, not only just his writing ability but his knowledge of the game, says that, we were first looking at Chicklemy and saying, he said on Thursday night, he says, they're not that bad of a team, not to be losing as much by as many points. And he says the league doesn't seem to be all that strong either, but the fact is, if they don't get the ship righted in the first quarter, it will be a very, very tough year for them.
Tonight, 29-5 was the first quarter score Thursday night, 23-6 was the first quarter score, and both of these games were well in hand from the very beginning, and that's been the big problem. Now, you go back to the other game where Shikellamy was pretty much handled through the game, and that was the Wyomissing game, and that actually was the second period where the Braves were outscored 25-8. So, again, that first half, first period type of situation has really put Shikellamy behind the eight ball, to say the least, this year. And they've got a couple of tough games coming up in the next week that is back into conference play, already 0-1 in conference play. Now you have Shamokin coming up later in the week on Friday, and Tuesday, a tough Danville team on the road that has struggled a little bit this year. And I don't know about you, but Lenny Smith's team that is expected to do quite well, that is struggling and hovering around the 500 mark, coming out at home, that is not a scenario that is good.
All I can see is that 1-3-1, full court press of theirs up at the Whitey McCluskey Center.
And Harwood is back?
He's back. You know, the 6'6 kid, all right. So, you know what, though? Sometimes you play when you got a situation where it looks like, you're on the Titanic and you're sinking, you come up with a good game, and it would be time for the Braves to do so.
Well, let's hope that's exactly what happens here. But the Braves fall to Minersville here this afternoon. And once again, our final score, it was Minersville 69, Shikellamy 45. The Braves will next be in action on Tuesday. That will be at Danville. We'll have the game for you beginning after CBS News at 7. Tonight, the triple header of sports continues, and we'll start at 4 o'clock, at 4 o'clock with the Jets in Houston, followed by Cleveland and Denver in the NFL. For the Chief Dave Ritchie, I'm Kevin Hurd. Thanks for joining us for Braves Basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK.